this call is a non-starter. Actually, the call should not be whether Dr. Riek Machar should come or not come to Juba. The question should be, what made Dr. Riek Machar to leave Juba in 2016? As you will recall, Dr. Riek Machar returned to implement peace. He was in Juba with all his leadership, his team. The military and the political components were all in Juba, and they launched aerial and ground attack on the residents of Dr. Riek Machar, which made him to withdraw from Juba. So the question is, what is new now, which is making the president to say Dr. Riek now can come as an individual in order to come back to Juba and so forth. What we are telling the president is that let him go to Addis to negotiate with Dr. Riek Machar how to restore peace and security in South Sudan, how to arrest the economic situation in the country, how to arrest the dire humanitarian situation in the country. We have thousands and thousands of South Sudanese who are living in UN protection camps. We have millions of South Sudanese that have fled the country into refugee camps in the neighboring countries. So this is what is at hand that should be discussed in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And Dr. Riek is very key in this. Once we settle all these outstanding issues, then Dr. Riek will be able to come back to Juba.
Yes. At the moment, as the president said when he was closing the National Liberation Council meeting of the SPLM, saying he has forgiven Dr. Riek Machar. Now, don't you think, as you said, this is a non-starter? Don't you think, for the sake of peace, possibly this is something that the opposition considers?
You also remember that last week, it is the same president who said he regrets having not killed Dr. Riek Machar and having not killed his colleagues, the former detainees. It is coming from the same president. So we cannot believe. So this one, to us, we don't take it as a very serious confession from the president. We'll only take that the president is serious if he leaves the capital of Juba and goes to Addis to negotiate in good faith, and then he signs to bind himself by any agreement that will come out of the ongoing high-level revitalization process.
On what he says that he regret sparing the life of his former comrades, his spokesperson did mention right now, before I spoke to you, actually, his spokesperson did mention that he was taken out of content.
We have been dealing with the president since 2013. He lured us to come to Juba in 2015, December 2016, and he attacked us in 2016. And this is what we have seen. So we will only take president serious if he goes to Addis to sign a peace agreement.
Yes, just before you go, and in a very short sentence, what will it take for Dr. Riek Machar and the opposition to come to Juba again?
What it takes is if a peace in Addis Ababa is signed, the security arrangements is put in place, if the governance arrangements is negotiated and put in place. You remember the terms of office, the terms and the mandate of the transitional government is ending by next week, 17th of May. We go for a new transitional arrangements in the security sector, in the governance sector. We'll go for a completely new transitional arrangements for South Sudan, which will usher us into an election by the end of the transition.
How ready is the opposition and your team to really bring peace to South Sudan? What sacrifices are you willing to make for peace to prevail in the country?
We have made a lot of sacrifices since 2014. We have sacrificed to go to Juba, even with as few forces as possible. We have made sacrifices. we have signed cessation of hostilities, of which the president and his team, especially the generals, are not respecting.